ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:47, quickly to Shane Mack, Louisiana State Representative, about his bill that would require cameras in classrooms throughout the state for special ed and special needs students. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing good.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me why it was so important to you that this bill get passed.
Well, the people, I mean, the parents and the children, you know, my heart just goes out to the children with exceptionalities, and we recognized an opportunity, you know, where there were some cases where, you know, seclusion and restraint wasn't being handled quite right, and it was just important to work to improve the educational experience for the children with exceptionalities in the school system.
Does this have anything to do with I have a teacher and a family, and I know sometimes, you know, each special ed student has to have a lesson plan, right? And sometimes I don't know that the schools always follow through on that. Does this have anything to do with that at all, Representative?
Well, it was really just more about, you know, just making the educational experience better. You know, I mean, it just felt like, you know, we needed more training in the school systems, you know, for those that are you know, tasked with managing the overall care and managing the overall behavior of the children, you know, so that, you know, the children just had a good educational experience, you know. So that's really what it was about.
Let's talk about what exactly the bill calls for.
Well, it calls for improvements whenever, you know, restraint is used in the school system and seclusion in the school system. Just for an example, I mean, you know, if restraint is necessary, you know, it reduced the number of minutes a student can be held from 5 to 3 before it counts as restraint. It requires school nurses and their designee to check on students after, you know, restraint or seclusion is, you know, is used. It improved the notification process to parents, you know, and added notification to the special ed directors, you know, and the parents. You know, I worked in industry for many years, and to me, in order to have a good process in place and handle you know, emergencies and situations well, it takes a lot of training. And to me, it was just important to ensure that training was in place. Go ahead.
Well, did you get any pushback on this at all from anybody, from any quarter?
Well, you know, that was one of the great things about this bill. You know, everybody that I worked with, you know, that had concerns, it was really all about everybody working together to enhance the children's school experience. You know, as far as pushback, if somebody had a question or a concern, it was really about making the bill better, you know, so that it would improve the experience that children had in the school system. Mm-hmm.
I think this also protects the teacher because, again, having a teacher in a family, I don't think people realize sometimes how big a fifth grader or a sixth grader can be, right?
100% correct. You know, and to me, you know, I'm a big public school supporter. Mm-hmm. You know, and to me, if I was a teacher in the school system and I was, you know, tasked with managing the care and behavior of a student, you know, I would want as much training as I could. And, you know, one of the big benefits that this bill did was, you know, college students going to seek educational degrees. You know, it requires that the curriculum be changed so that all the teachers, you know, that's going to be going to, you know, get an education and become a teacher are trained when it comes to crisis intervention training. You know, and it also, you know, required that schools form crisis response teams. And these are the ones that, you know, that should be responding to these events, you know, unless it's an emergency situation, you know. And it was just an incredible experience working with everybody to just improve the experience that the children have at the school system. And that's good.
I don't think the average person realizes the sacrifice that people make that deal with special ed students, and but for them, where these kids would be. Do you?
I 100% agree with you, and I want to say that, you know, if you're a teacher and you teach students with exceptionalities, to me, your heart's got to be in it, you know, because it's a lot of hard work involved, you know, and to me, your heart's got to be in it, and that's really what this bill was about, you know, was about making sure that, you know, we helped the teachers be able to provide the care and education for the students that they cared about, you know. So that was a big factor in writing the bill and working on the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Appreciate your time. Shane Mack, Louisiana State Representative, 853, 7 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.